both times, TAB applied for and received a contract extension from the Sitka Assembly. Both times, TAB forfeited a $100,000 advance on bulk water it purchased but never shipped. Sitka Administrator Jim Dinley says it's a win-win situation for the city. Sitka has yet to see any revenue from bulk water sales, but the sale of the rights has proven to be a modest moneymaker. Sitka holds a permit to sell 9.5 billion gallons of bulk water per year out of Blue Lake, water which is running into the ocean right now. TAB's contract is for roughly a third of that amount. Sawmill Cove Industrial Park Director Gary White says there is at least one other creditable buyer for some of the remaining 6 billion gallons, Aqueous International, but that company is developing its business plan further before putting up the $100,000 Sitka requires to reserve rights. White says TAB was sent a cure letter on December 8th demanding the export of bulk water from Sitka within 45 days. TAB CEO Terry Trapp has already been in touch. White says Trapp has asked to update the Sawmill Cove board on his company's plans within the 45-day period and then will likely ask for another extension on the contract. A contract amendment would go first to the Sawmill Cove board and then to the Sitka Assembly. It will cost TAB another $100,000. City Administrator Jim Dinley says he'll bring the matter to the attention of the Assembly once the 45 days have passed. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.